Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Punaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvi Navadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravasamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvanutipisidasadhanam Mahaganapataye Namaha. Om Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurandakaya Trikalagnikalaya Kalagnirudraya Nilakantaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha. Om Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam Karanalayam Namami Bhagavat Pada Shankaram Loka Shankaram Sadashiva Samarambham Shankaracharya Madhyamam Asmaracharya Parayantam Vande Guru Paramparam Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Badarayanam Sutra Bhashya Kritau Vande Bhagavantau Punah Punaha Ishwaro Guru Ratmeti Murti Bheda Vibhagine Vyoma Vadvyata Dehaya Dakshina Murtaye Namaha. Rukarastvantakarascha, Rukarasannivartakaha, Andakaranirudhitvat, Guru Ritya Vidhiyate. Om Swasti Prajabhya Paripalayantam, Yena Margena Mahim Mahishah, Ko Brahmanebhya Shubhamastu Nityam, Loka samasta sukhino pavantu, kale varashatu parajanyaha, prithivi sasyashalini, desho yamsho parahitaha, brahmana santu nirpayaha, sarve pavantu sukhinaha, sarve santu niramayaha, Sarve Padrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschitukha Bhag Pavet Asato Ma Sadgamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityor Ma Amritam Gamaya. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
We'll chant the Karmana together and then we'll go over it line by line, okay?
Om, Om, Om na Karmana na Prajayatane na Tyage naike Amritatvamana Shuhu Parena na kannihitanguhayang viprajate yadyatayo vishanti Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartha sanyasa yogad yatayashuddha sattva te
rupam parame eshma putam yat pundarikam puramadhya sakhastam tatrapi dahram gaganan vishokas tasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam yo veda dao swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakatilinasya yaparasamaheshwarah na tatra suryo pati na chandra tarakam ne ma vidyuto panti kuto yamagnihi tameva pantamanupati sarvam tasya bhasa sarvamidam vipati.
Okay, let's do line by line. So repeat after me.
Om nakarmana na prajayatanena.
Om nakarmana na prajayatanena.
Tyage naike amratatvamanashuhu.
Tyage naike amratatvamanashuhu.
Tyage naike amratatvamanashuhu.
Tyage naike
amratatvamanashuhu. Parena nakam nihitam guhayam.
Parena nakam nihitam guhayam.
Viprajate yadyatayo vishanti.
Viprajate yadyatayo vishanti.
Viprajate yadyatayo vishanti.
Viprajate yadyatayo vishanti.
Vedanta vijnana sunishchitarthas.
Vedanta vijnana sunishchitarthas.
Vedanta vijnana sunishchitarthas.
Vedanta vijnana sunishchitarthas.
Sanyasa yoga yataya shuddha sattva.
Sanyasa yoga yataya shuddha sattva.
Sanyasa yoga yataya shuddha sattva.
Sanyasa yoga
sanyasa yoga
yataya
shuddha sattva
sanyasa yoga
yataya shuddha sattva sanyasa yoga yataya shuddha sattva
sanyasa yoga yataya shuddha sattva
sanyasa yoga yataya shuddha sattva te brahmaloke tu para antakale
te brahmaloke tu para antakale
te brahmaloke tu para antakale
paramritat parimuchanti sarve
paramritat parimuchanti sarve
sarve
paramritat parimuchanti sarve
just two
paramritat parimuchanti sarve
paramritat parimuchanti sarve Dahrang vipapam parame eshma bhutam.
Dahrang vipapam parame
eshma bhutam.
Yat pundarikam puramadya sakhastam.
Yat pundarikam.
Yat pundarikam.
Yat pundarikam.
Puramadya sakhastam.
Puramadya sakhastam.
Yat pundarikam puramadya sakhastam.
Yat pundarikam puramadya sakhastam.
Tatrapi dahrang gaganan vishokas.
Tatrapi dahrang gaganan vishokas.
Tasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam.
Tasmin yadantas.
Tasmin yadantas
tadupasitavyam.
Tadupasitavyam.
Tasmin yadantas
tadupasitavyam.
Tasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam.
Yo vedadau swaraprokto.
Yo vedadau swaraprokto.
Yo vedadau swaraprokto.
Yo
vedante cha pratishtitaha.
Vedante cha pratishtitaha.
Vedante cha pratishtitaha. Tasya prakritilinasya.
Tasya prakritilinasya.
Tasya prakritilinasya.
Tasya prakritilinasya.
Yat parasa maheshwaraha.
Yat parasa maheshwaraha.
Yaparasa maheshwaraha.
Yaparasa maheshwaraha.
Natatra suryo pati na chandra tarakam.
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 Natatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam.
Natatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam.
Na chandra tarakam.
Na chandra tarakam.
Natatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam.
Natatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam.
Nema vidyuto bhanti kuto yamagnihi. Nema vidyuto bhanti.
Nema vidyuto bhanti.
Kuto yamagnihi.
Kuto yamagnihi.
Nema vidyuto bhanti.
Nema vidyuto bhanti.
Kuto yamagnihi.
Kuto yamagnihi.
Nema vidyuto bhanti. Kuto yamagnihi.
Nema vidyuto bhanti. Kuto yamagnihi.
Tameva pantam anupati sarvam.
Tameva pantam anupati sarvam.
Tameva pantam anupati sarvam.
Tameva pantam anupati
Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vipati.
Sarvamidam vipati.
Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vipati.
Let's try to chant it together.
Om Om Nakarmana Na Vajayatane Na Tyage Naike Amritatvamana Shuhu Parena Na Kannihitan Guhayam Vipajate Yatyatayo Vishanti Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitartha Sanyasa Yoga Yataya Shuddha Sattva Te Brahma Loke Tu Para Antakale Paramritat Parimuchanti Sarve Dahrang Vipapam Parame Eshmaputang Yad Pundarikam Puramadya Sakkastam Tatrapi Dahrang Gaganan Vishokas Tasmin Yadantas Tadupasitavyam Yo Veda Dau Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakatilinasya Yaparasamaheshwaraha Natatra Suryo Pati Na Chandra Tarakam Nema Vidyuto Panti Kuto Yamagnihi Tameva Pantam Anupati Sarvam Tasya Pasa Sarvamitam Vipati.
Okay, good. We keep working on it. Mrityunjaya.
Om 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 Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyamamrita. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyamamrita. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyamamrita. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyamamrita. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyamamrita. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyamamrita.
Om. Let's do the Shanno. Shanno Mitra. Shanno Mitra. You don't have it? Okay. Also, you didn't have this because we've been working on it for only for the last 2 weeks. So.
Yeah.
So repeat after me.
Om Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha.
Om Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha.
Om Shanno Mitra Shang Varunaha.
Om Shanno Mitra Shang Varunaha.
Shanno Pavatvaryama.
Shanno Pavatvaryama.
Shanno Pavatvaryama.
Shanno Pavatvaryama.
Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi.
Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi.
Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi.
Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi.
Shanno Vishnururukramaha.
Shanno Vishnururukramaha.
Shanno Vishnururukramaha.
Shanno Vishnururukramaha.
Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. Twameva pratyaksham brahma vadishyami.
Twameva pratyaksham brahma vadishyami.
Twameva pratyaksham brahma vadishyami.
Twameva pratyaksham brahma vadishyami.
Twameva pratyaksham brahma vadishyami. Brahma vadishyami.
Brahma vadishyami.
Ratam vadishyami.
Ratam vadishyami.
Ratam ratang vadishyami.
Ratam vadishyami.
Ratang vadishyami.
Ratam vadishyami.
Satyam vadishyami.
Satyam vadishyami.
Satyam vadishyami.
Satyam vadishyami.
Tanmamavatu.
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 Tadvaktaramavatu.
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 Avatu mam.
Avatu mam.
Avatu mam.
Avatu mam.
Avatu vak. Avatu vaktaram.
Avatu vaktaram.
Avatu vaktaram.
Avatu vaktaram.
Om shanti shanti shantihi.
Om shanti shanti shantihi.
Let's try it together.
Om Shanno Mitra Shang Varunaha. Shanno Pavatvaryama. Shanna Indra Brahaspatihi. Shanno Vishnururukramaha. Namo Brahmane. Namaste Vayo. Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. Twameva pratyaksham brahma vadishyami. Ratam vadishyami. Satyam vadishyami. Tanmamavatu. Tadvaktaramavatu. Avatu mam. Avatu vaktaram. Om shanti shanti shantihi.
Let's do it a few more times.
Om Shanno Mitra Shambarunaha. Shanno Pavatvaryama. Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi. Shanno Vishnururukramaha. Namo Brahmane. Namaste Vayo. Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami. Ratam vadishyami. Satyam vadishyami. Tanmamavatu. Tadvaktaramavatu. Avatu mam. Avatu vaktaram.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha. Shanno Pavatvaryama. Shanna Indro Prahaspatihi. Shanno Vishnurukramaha. Namo Brahmane. Namaste Vayo. Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishami. Ratam Vadishami. Satyam Vadishami. Tanmamavatu. Tadvaktaram avatu. Avatu mam. Avatu vaktaram. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Want to do something different? Pull out the Atma Buddha. Do you need a break? Is it time for a break now? A stand-up break or something? We're going to go into something different. Okay, we'll do 15 more minutes and then take a break. Is that all right with everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, do everybody have the Atma Buddha? I thought we'd do, remember we were reading the Bhagavad Gita, and we're going to go back to reading the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhasha after a little bit of time. But I wanted you to learn a little bit more grammar because the Bhasha is getting quite difficult. That's why we stopped it for the time being. But this Atma Bodha, the Atma Bodha verses are very simple. And I thought just for today we'd do three verses of Atma Bodha. Just do the, I would chant it and do the translation, and I could kind of explain some of the grammar, and there's some grammar in here that I'm going to talk about a little bit today. So I thought it might be nice to do. Let's look at the first verse and just repeat after me. Tapo bihi kshina papa nam.
Tapo bihi kshina papa nam.
Shanta nam.
Shanta nam.
Ditaragi nam.
Mumukshu nam.
Apekshoyam.
Apekshoyam.
Atmabodho.
Atmabodho.
Vidhiyate.
Vidhiyate.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read it with the sandhi and also breaking the compounds just by words. Tapo bihi kshina papa nam. Read that for me. Shantanam Vita Shantanam
Shantanam
Vita Raginam
Vita Raginam
Mumukshu Nam Apekshaha
Mumukshu Nam Apekshaha
Ayam Atma Bodhaha
Ayam Atma
Vidhiyate.
Vidhiyate.
Okay. Now, let's just look at these endings. Do you see the bihi ending? Anybody remember what the bihi ending is? Like, hari bihi? Bihi. Yeah, you can.
know that.
Instrumental, when you see a bihi, it's instrumental plural always. It doesn't matter whether it's a. The thing is, for Rama, for ending masculine nouns, it would be ihi. Like Ramena, Rama, Pyam, Ramaihi. But for every other one, it's bihi for instrumental plural. So if you see a bihi, that's instrumental plural. Let's look at the next one. Kshina papa nam. When you see a nam.
What, instrumental plural of what?
Instrumental plural, period. If you have a noun. The instrumental plural means by. Instrumental means by, with, or because of. And the plural, a plural termination is bihi.
Okay, of an
e-ending noun. E or any other noun, whether it's an e-ending noun or an u-ending noun or ending in a consonant, bihi is the instrumental plural, except for a. A-ending nouns, it's ihi. Okay? So
tapas,
it comes from tapas. This is an is-ending noun, which you haven't learned yet, but it doesn't matter. You see, if you know bihi, this bihi termination, you know, is going to hook on to everything except for an ending nouns. So tapo bihi, you see the bihi, you know that's instrumental plural. If you see that nom ending, pa-pa, nom, a-nom, plural,
anam,
ramanam,
genitive
plural, genitive plural, like palanam, ramanam, harinam, right, varinam, okay. So, genitive plural, that anam, what about shantanam, shantanam, what would that be? Well, Shanta, Shantanam. So look at, see, you have Sheena Papanam. Do you see Shantanam? Same, right? All the noms? Vitaraginam. Nam. Raginam. Okay. Same. Nam. Vitaraginam. Mumukshu nam. See that u nam? This is from mumukshu. But you see the nam? You see the same? Long u, mumukshu nam. Mumukshu nam. So you've got a... Do you notice that? So do you see the string of genitives there? You've got an instrumental plural and then a string of genitive plurals. What about apekshaha? What do you think that would be? Apekshaha?
Nominative singular.
Apekshaha. Ayam is a pronoun in the nominative singular, and it means this. We'll go through the words in a minute, but I just want you to... What if you say atmabodhaha? What do you think that is? Bodhaha.
Also nominative.
Nominative singular, atmabodhaha. So ayam, I'm telling you, that it's nominative singular, it's a pronoun, means this, ayam. Atmabodhaha, nominative singular. What part of speech do you guess that vidiyate is? Verb, because you see that te ending. Okay. Everybody can see it? So let's look at what it means. Tapas means, one translation would be disciplines or austerities. Okay. Sadhanas. So let's say austerities for tapas, or just say by different, and it's plural, so it would be by austerities, tapas. Kshina papanam. Kshina means destroyed or removed, to destroy. And it's a past passive participle, which you haven't learned yet. But kshina means is destroyed. Kshina papanam is a compound, and it means for those whose papas are destroyed. It's for those who are a little advanced in Sanskrit. It's a bahuvrihi compound. You don't need to know that. The ones for whom the papas, the sins, the papas are destroyed. Kshina papan, for those whose sins are destroyed. Kshina papanam, for those who, of, genitive. Okay. Shantanam, for those whose mind, for the ones who are shanta, whose minds are quiet. Shanta, at peace. Okay. Shantanam. So that's going to be talking about the same people as in the previous, because these are in apposition, right? They're all genitives. So for the ones whose sins are destroyed, who are peaceful, whose mind is quiet, shanta, shantanam. Vita raginam, again, genitive plural. Ragin means ones who have ragi, you know, who have raga. means for those whose raga, whose desires or passions. Raga means you want something, you have a desire for something, a passion for something, like raga dvesha, your likes and dislikes. But you know this dvandva, raga and dvesha, your ragas are the things you want, that you desire. Your dveshas are the things you hate or dislike. So the ragas are the things that you go toward, that you pursue. The dveshas are the things that you go away from, likes and dislikes. Vita, they are gone. So for those whose ragas, whose, you know, desires, the desires that you pursue are vita, are gone. Gone means sublated, like burnt seeds. Okay, so by tapas, for those whose papas are gone, by destroyed by austerities, whose shantanam, who are at peace, for whom the raga, you know, are gone, vita raganam, mumukshu nam. So there's your noun. For those mumukshus, right, who have destroyed their papa by austerities, who are shanta, whose minds are at peace, for whom the vita raga, the ragas have gone, mumukshu nam, apekshaha, let's leave that for a minute, ayam atmabodha, this atmabodha, the name of the text is atmabodha, this knowledge of the atma, atmabodha is a compound, atma means self, bodha means knowledge, atmabodha means atmasya bodha. Sorry, it would be Atmanaha Bodha. I was thinking of Atma, and it's Atman. Atmanaha Bodha, the knowledge of the self. Right? The Atma Bodha is a compound. So Bodha is knowledge. Atma Bodha, knowledge of the self. Ayam Atma Bodha means this Atma Bodha, this text which he's putting forth called Atma Bodha. Ayam Atma Bodha, Vidyate is being written. Vidyate is a passive verb that you're going to be learning really soon. So, this Atmabodh, this Atmabodha, it's the name of the text. Ayam Atmabodha, this Atmabodha is being written. Apekshaha, this Atmabodha, for the sake of the Mumbukshus, right? Which is for this Atmabodha, which is keeping in view, apekshaha. Which is apeksha means keeping in view, or for the sake of, in order to help. So this atmabodha, apeksha is nominative singular, so it's adjectival to atmabodha, is for the sake of the mumukshus, whose papas have been destroyed by tapas, whose minds are at peace, for whom those ragas are dispelled. He's giving for the mumukshu the different qualities of what makes a mumukshu an adhikari for this knowledge. Their mind is at peace because their papas have been destroyed, right? And the ragas in their papas have been destroyed. And so such a mind has a certain equanimity. And so for the mumukshus whose minds are available, is another way of saying that, this text called Atmabodha is being written. Is being produced. Everybody see it? Yeah. So you can see how much of the grammar you are getting familiar with. Let's look at this next one. I want you to recognize some of the grammar you've been learning. Yes.
What was
apekshaha? What? Apekshaha means keeping in view, or for the sake of, for the purpose of.
I'm sorry, you use this often, but papas are
sins. Papa is like a sin. Those things that produce pain.
Can I ask you one question about an English word you use? Because I keep running into this word. You use the word doubling. I had to look that up in the dictionary yesterday, and I still didn't.
When we use that word, say if you have desires, the desires are still there, but the effects of those desires are sublated by knowledge, means that they don't have power anymore.
So sublate would mean that
their force, or what they have the capacity of doing, right, is something that's been overshadowed by knowledge, so they don't have that capacity anymore.
Because the dictionary says something like you negate something and then something else rises up. That's sort of the dictionary.
Well, that's a good definition. You negate the your knowledge negates the desire. The desire is still there, but the knowledge has negated it, so it doesn't have the effect.
So the knowledge
neutralizes. Yeah. Yes.
Or it's taking precedence over the desire.
That's right. Because with your karmas, the prarabdha karma, the desires will still be there.
Right. But the knowledge
overrides. Neutralize is a good word, because neutralize doesn't mean that there's no desire, but the force of the desire to make you unhappy is, you know,
in English, what is the question?
Is that
sublate? Sublate?
Huh?
Sublate?
S-A-B-L-I?
Are we talking about the Vita?
We're not
S-U-B.
No, it was just a word that I was using as we're talking about.
But that would apply also to that.
I don't think so.
What?
Does sublate mean the same thing as sublimate?
I don't know.
Sublimate sounds like it's you're kind of holding it away, and sublate sounds like it's neutralized by the by seeing through it.
We could look and see if it's the same word. It's probably Latin.
I don't know if we want to take our time on this right now.
No.
Maybe it's not the best word to use. If you get the understanding, then we'll use a different word. Okay. Tapobhihi china papanam shantanam vitaraginam mumukshu nam apekshoyam atma bodho vidiyate. Tapobhihi china papanam shantanam vitaraginam mumukshu nama pekshoyam atma bodho vidiyate. Tapobhihi kshina papanam shantanam vitaraginam mumukshu nam apekshoyam atma bodho vidiyate. Let's look at the next one.
Not this one. I can sing.
Yeah. Yes, different ragas you can put to the same. Bodo anya sadhane bhyo hi. Bodo anya sadhane bhyo hi.
Bodo anya sadhane bhyo hi.
Sakshan mokshaika sadhanam. Sakshan mokshaika sadhanam.
Sakshan mokshaika
sadhanam. Say sakshan. Mokshaika.
Mokshaika.
Sadhanam.
Sadhanam.
Okay. It'll make sense when we break the sandhi, right? Padasya vanivatjnanam.
Padasya
vanivatjnanam. sorry. So what in the heck is pada? It's supposed to be paka. Pakas, yeah. I'll print this out again. There's another mistake in this stuff. Change that duh to a ka, an unaspirate ka. Yeah, but that's
what it makes no sense. Listen, what is this? Should be pakas, yeah. Sorry. I did this really quickly this morning and nothing was working for me. So.
Pakas, yeah. Vanivat jnanam. Vina moksha. Vani, that's a ha with a na. Vanivaj. Vanivaj. Jnanam. Vina. Moksho nasidyate. Let's look at the Sunday. Bodhaha. Okay. Anya, it's another word. Bodhaha. Anya sadhane bhyaha. He. Did you see that? Bodhaha. Anya sadhane bhyaha. He. Say that. Then, yeah. So, you know, the Visarga's gone to Oda. Bodhaha anya sadhane bhyaha hi. Then, sakshat, dental test, sakshat, moksha eka, a plus a is I, moksha eka sadhanam. A plus A is I. Sakshat moksha eka sadhanam. Moksha. Pakasya vanivat dental ta. Pakasya vanivat jnanam. Vina mokshaha na siddhyati. Okay, bodhaha means knowledge, right? What case do you think it is? Nominative singular, bodhaha. Nominative singular, knowledge. The word anya means other. Okay, and it's a compound with sadhana. So anya sadhana would be other sadhanas. What do you think this bhyaha ending could be? Not genitive. Genitive is nam, like Rama nam. So bhyaha can be either the dative or the ablative plural. Bhyaha, okay, like Rame bhyaha, Sadhane bhyaha, or Pale bhyaha, okay.
What, I'm sorry, what was
it? Other. Sadhana means the means. We'll just keep the word sadhana. Bodhaha, anya sadhane bhyaha. Now this could be dative or ablative. In this case, it's going to be ablative, as we'll see from the meaning. So let's just use for now, bodhaha, knowledge. From other sadhanas, we'll just use from for now, okay, for the ablative plural, from other sadhanas, he means, the word he can often mean like indeed or give emphasis. Sometimes the word he can mean because. In this case, so you have to, it can mean indeed, only, like Ava, it has the same sense as Ava, or it can also mean because. Here it means just indeed, definitely. Indeed, definitely, okay? So you have to be aware of that, because sometimes it really does mean because. Okay. Sakshat is an indeclinable sakshat, and it means direct or immediate.
So it's not like Ramat.
It's not like Ramat. It's here sakshat is being used as an indeclinable. Now sometimes, this is just a fine point just for you to put in the somewhere. Adjectives can be made into adverbs, you know, by putting them in sometimes the accusative case or in the instrumental or ablative case, and then they're being used adverbially. But you'll learn about that later. Okay. We do that in English too. Sometimes we use words as an adverb, you know, that are otherwise used as an adjective. So. Like, for instance, if I say, he walked slowly, right? He walked slowly. That's adverbial to the verb walking. He walked slowly. But I have a slow cooker. Slow cooker is, their slow is being used adjectivally. But by adding that ly ending on to slow, it becomes an adverb. And so like that, we can take adjectives, things that are normally adjective, and by putting them in a certain case, you know, and depending upon the context, then they become adverbial. Like, if I can use the word sukham, for instance. You know, he's a happy person, right? If I said sukha purushaha, happy person. Or I could say he sang happily, you know. He walked along happily. And then I could use also sukham or sukena or sukat. And I know from the context that it's being used adverbially, and that's an ending that often is used adverbially. See what I'm saying? So that's just something to notice, and I'll point it out as that happens. So here, sakshat means directly or immediately, direct or immediate. Moksha eka sadhanam. Sadhana means eka means single or one. Moksha eka sadhanam. Knowledge from all other sadhanas, from the other sadhanas, is the only direct means. Sakshat moksha eka sadhanam.
So what cases are sadhanam?
Neuter noun. Sadhana is neuter. So it's nominative singular.
Sadhanam,
neuter noun. Palam pale palani. Eka sadhanam, the one means. The sadhana, the one means. Moksha is the one direct means. Well, why don't we do the next line? It's in the nominative singular in the second line. Okay?
But it's not mokshaha.
Mokshaha.
Oh, it is moksha.
Moksha, mokshaha nasidyate.
Yeah, sorry.
It explains what they mean in the next line, okay? Pakasya for cooking. Sya, what's the sya? Ramasya, genitive singular. Vanivat. When you have a vat is an indeclinable ending, it means like. It's used for an example. Vani vat, like fire. Vani is fire. So vani vat means like fire. Pakasya vani vat, like fire. Right? Vani means fire. Vani vat, that vat affix goes on to a noun. It makes it an indeclinable. Vani vat, like fire. Pakasya, for cooking. Pakasya vanivat, like fire for cooking. Jnanam vina. Vina is an indeclinable, it means without. And vina, it governs the accusative, instrumental, or ablative case. So here it's in the accusative. Jnanam, right? Jnanam vina. without knowledge, jnanam vina, mokshaha nasidyate. Mokshaha, nominative singular, mokshaha like Ramaha. Jnanam vina, without knowledge. Vina governs the accusative, instrumental, or ablative. Here it's put in the accusative, jnanam. Jnanam vina, without knowledge, right? Mokshaha, nominative singular, nasidyate, is not accomplished. Sid means to be accomplished, to take place, to be accomplished. Mokshaha na siddhyati. Moksha is not accomplished. That's the verb, siddhyati. Everybody recognize the T there? Siddhyati. Mokshaha na siddhyati. Moksha is not accomplished without knowledge. Like fire for cooking, right? Cooking is not accomplished without fire. Now, the idea here is cooking is not accomplished without fire, but of course with cooking, you need pots and you need to cut the vegetables and you need to do all kinds of things. But you can't cook. You can't cook the food without fire. So fire is the necessary ingredient. All of the other things are what we call angas. Things are necessary to do and to have, utensils and whatnot, to prepare, right, for cooking to take place. But for the cooking to take place, you have to have the fire. So we have all kinds of sadhanas that are necessary to bring the mind, bake the mind into a dikari. All kinds of tapas, you know, different things that we do, change of attitude and all of these type of things in order to make the mind a vehicle that is capable of gaining this knowledge. But without the knowledge, it doesn't make any difference how pure your mind is, because knowledge is the necessary ingredient, or is the necessary means for moksha to take place. And the reason for that is that you already are liberated, so there's nothing that you can do about that. So it's going to be a matter of knowledge, not a matter of doing. So knowledge becomes sakshat, the primary sadhana. Right?
How does that come
from? Bodhaha, knowledge, anya sadhanebhyaha, from other sadhanas. Now when you use the from, I mean, say if you have a group of things. Among this group of things, this is the one sadhana. Right? Knowledge is the one from this collection of things. Okay. And what is the collection of things? All the other sadhanas that you can imagine. Anya sadhanebhyaha. From other sadhanas. Right? It is this one. From among all of the others, it is knowledge alone is the one sadhana. Differentiated from all of the others. That is the necessary, that is the sakshat moksha, that is the direct, is the single, moksha is the single direct means among all of the sadhanas. Knowledge is a single direct means for moksha.
Sakshat
is an indeclinable, and it means direct or immediate. Just like fire is the direct, immediate cause for cooking to take place. There's a lot of other things, like you can use different kinds of pans and pots and different kinds of not utensils, but you need the fire. Okay?
Could you just read this once more?
Yeah. Knowledge, bodhaha, anya sadhanebhyaha, from other sadhanas, definitely he, sakshat, immediate direct, moksha eka sadhanam, is the immediate direct means for, is the single, is the ekasadhanam, is the one direct means for moksha. Pakasya vannivat, like fire for cooking, without knowledge, jnanam vina, moksha nasidyate, moksha is not accomplished.
Right, could you also say in the beginning, knowledge is the one direct means of all other sadhanas?
Well, it's breaking out, it's using the ablative to differentiate knowledge from the other sadhanas. So from the other sadhanas, knowledge alone. You know, among all the sadhanas, knowledge alone is the direct means for liberation. That's what it's saying. Knowledge alone is the direct means. Is the direct means for liberation.
And then is it kind of related to the sentence prior to that, because the sentence prior to that talks about these other sadhanas and what they accomplish.
That's right.
And
yeah.
Then this leads to the next one, which is
for the mumukshu whose mind has become quiet through tapas. And through all the austerities and all of the other means that we use in order to gain antakarana shuddhi. So once that mind has become a ready vehicle, then knowledge is the primary one for moksha. Right? Yeah, it's beautiful.
Bodhanya sadhane pyohi sakshan mokshaika sadhanam pakasya vanivatnyanam. Bina moksho na siddhyati. Bodho nya satane bhyohi. Bodho nya satane bhyohi. Sakshan mokshaika satanam. Sakshan mokshaika satanam. Pakasya vannivadjnanam vina moksho na siddhyati bodhonya sadhane bhyohi sakshan mokshaika sadhanam Pakasya vannivatnyanam vina moksho na siddhyati.
Okay, let's take a break. You do check your cars also. Huh? Anya means other. Other. To work a little bit on masculine ending nouns. Okay. What?
Those are the easiest ones. They're awesome.
But I wasn't overly impressed. Okay, without looking? Okay, without looking? Repeat after me. Okay. We're going to do, okay, nominative. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha.
Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha.
Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha.
Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha.
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 Accusative. Ramam, Ramau, Raman.
Ramam, Ramau, Raman.
Ramam, Ramau, Raman.
Ramam,
Ramau, Raman. Nominative accusative. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, Ramam, Ramau, Raman.
Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, Ramam, Ramau, Raman.
Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, Ramam, Ramau, Raman.
Ramaha, Ramau,
Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, Ramam, Ramau, Raman. Instrumental. Ramena, Rama, Pyam, Ramahi.
Ramena, Rama, Pyam, Ramahi.
Ramena, Ramapyam Ramahi.
Ramena Ramapyam Ramahi.
Ramena Ramapyam Ramahi.
Ramena Ramapyam Ramahi.
Dedav Ramaya Ramapyam Ramepyaha.
Ramaya Ramapyam
Ramepyaha. Ramaya Ramapyam Ramepyaha.
Ramaya Ramapyam Ramepyaha.
Instrumental and Dedav Ramena Ramapyam Ramahi. Ramaya Ramapyam Ramepyaha.
Ramena Ramapyam Ramahi. Ramaya Ramapyam Ramepyaha.
Ramena Ramapyam Ramahi. Ramaya Ramapyam Ramepyaha.
Ramena Ramapyam Ramahi. Ramaya Ramapyam.
Nominative, accusative, instrumental, and dative. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, Ramam, Ramau, Raman, Ramena, Ramapyam, Ramaihi, Ramaya, Ramapyam, Ramepyaha.
Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, Ramam, Ramau, Ramaihi, Ramena, Ramapyam, Ramaihi, Ramaya, Ramapyam.
One more time.
Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, Ramam, Ramau, Raman, Ramena, Ramapyam, Ramahi, Ramaya, Ramapyam,
Ramepyaha. Ablative. Rama, Ramapyam, Ramepyaha.
Ramat, Ramapyam, Ramepyaha.
Ramat Ramapyam Ramepyaha.
Ramat Ramapyam Ramepyaha.
Genitive. Ramasya Ramayoho Ramanam.
Ramasya Ramayoho Ramanam.
Ramasya Ramayoho Ramanam.
Ramasya Ramayoho Ramanam.
Ablative genitive. Ramat Rama Ramepyaha. Ramat Ramapyam Ramepyaha Ramasya Ramayoho Ramanam.
Ramat Ramapyam Ramepyaha Ramasya Ramayoho Ramanam.
Ramat Ramapyam Ramepyaha Ramasya Ramayoho Ramanam.
Ramat Ramapyam Ramepyaha.
Again. With me. Ramat Ramapyam Ramepyaha Ramasya Ramayoho Ramanam. Ramat Ramapyam Ramepyaha Ramasya Ramayoho Ramanam. Locative. Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu.
Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu.
Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu.
Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu.
Genitive locative. Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam. Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu.
Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam, Ramayoho, Rameshu.
Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam, Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu.
Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam, Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu.
Ablative, genitive, and locative. Ramat, Ramapyam, Ramepyaha, Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam, Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu. Ablative. Ramat.
Ramapyam, Ramepyaha, Ramasya, Ramayoho, Rameshu.
mind's trying to go. I'll do it with you from the albative, okay? We'll say it together. Ramat, Ramabhyam, Ramebhya, Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam, Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu. Ablative. Ramat, Ramabhyam, Ramebhya, Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam, Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu. Rameshu, sorry. Vocative. Rama, Ramau, Ramaha. Just like the like the nominative, except for Rama, it's not Ramaha, it's Rama. Rama, Ramau, Ramaha. The dual and the plurals are just like the accusative. Rama, Ramau, Ramaha. Okay. Rama, Ramau, Ramaha. Okay, let's try something else. We're going to go down the singulars. Okay, singulars are important. Going down from nominative, accusative, instrumental, dative, ablative, genitive, locative, vocative. Okay, let's go. Ramaha, Ramam, Ramena, Ramaya, Ramasya, Ramat, Ramat, Ramasya, Rame, Rama. Now, repeat after me. So, starting nominative, accusative, instrumental, dative, okay? Ramaha, Ramam, Ramena, Ramaya.
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 Now, ablative, genitive, locative, and vocative. Ramat, Ramasya, Rame, Rama.
Ramat, Ramasya, Rame, Rama.
Ramat, Ramasya, Rame, Rama.
Ramat, Ramasya,
so, we're going to do it together all the way down from nominative through, okay? Ramaha, Ramam, Ramena, Ramaya, Ramat, Ramasya, Rame, Rama. Ramaha, Ramam, Ramena, Ramaya, Ramat, Ramasya, Rame, Rama. What is Ramaya? Ramaya.
Dative
singular. Ramasya. Genitive. Ramasya, genitive. Ramaya. What's Ramaya? What's Ramasya? What's Ramam? Rame. Ramaha. Ramena. Ramat. Ablative. Ramasya. Rame. Rama. Vocative. Repeat after me. We're going to do nominative, accusative, instrumental. Ramaha, Ramaha, Ramam, Ramena. What's Ramam? Ramam. Nominative, accusative, instrumental, okay? Ramaha, Ramam, Ramena.
Ramaha, Ramam,
Ramena. What's Ramam? Ramena. Ramaha. Ramam. Ramena. Good, okay. I'm just doing your work for you, okay?
Yeah.
Ram, listen,
3-year-old mind, so you need to do it 2 million times. That's why I'm helping you. Okay. Ramaha Ramam Ramena. Ramaya Ramat.
Ramaya Ramat.
Ramaha Ramam Ramena. Ramaya Ramat. What's Ramaya? Ramat. Ramena. Ramaya. Ramaya. I need to hear from everybody. Ramaya. Ramat. Ramam. Ramaha. Ramena. Ramat. Ramaya. Ramam. Ramaha. Ramena. Ramaya. Ramat. Ramasya. Genitive. Ramasya. Locative. Rame. Ramasya. Rame. Ramasya. What's Ramasya? Rame. Ramat. Ramena. Ramaya. Ramam. Ramasya. Rame. Rame. Locative. Ramena. Ramaha. Ramam. Ramena. Rame. Ramasya. Ramat. Ramaya. Ramaha. Ramaha. Ramam. Ramena. Ramaya. Ramat. Ramasya. Rame. Rama. Okay. Let's go down together. Ramaha. Ramam. Ramena. Ramaya. Ramat. Ramasya. Rame. Rama. Ramaha. Ramam. Ramena. Ramaya. Ramat. Ramasya. Rame. Rama. What? Ramena. Raman. Rama is vocative. It goes nominative, accusative, instrumental, right? Dative, ablative, genitive, locative, vocative. So Ramam.
Oh,
accusative. Good, okay. Ramaha. Ramasya. Rame. Ramat. Ramat. Ramaya. Ramena. Ramaha. Ramam. Ramasya. Rame. Ramat. Ramat. Ramaya. Okay, good. Now, we're going to go across here. Does everybody need a little mind break for a minute? Okay. Let's go down to plurals. We'll do the plurals. Ramaha, Raman, Ramaihi. Nominative, accusative, instrumental. Ramaha, Raman, Ramaihi. Ramaha, Raman, Ramaihi. What's Raman? Ramaha. Ramaihi. Raman. Ramaihi. Ramaha. Nominative. Ramaha, Raman, Ramaihi.
Ramebhyaha,
Ramebhyaha.
Ramebhyaha, Ramebhyaha.
dative and ablative, Ramebhyaha, Ramebhyaha.
Ramebhyaha, Ramebhyaha.
Now, all the way down. Ramaha, Raman, Ramaihi, Ramebhyaha, Ramebhyaha. What's Ramebhyaha? Dative and ablative. Ramaihi. Ramaha. Raman. Ramaihi. Ramebhyaha. Genitive and locative. Ramanam Rameshu. Ramanam Rameshu.
Ramanam Rameshu.
What's Ramebhyaha? Rameshu. Locative. These plurals, right? Rameshu, locative. Ramanam. Raman. Accusative. Ramaihi. Ramaha. Ramebhyaha. Dative ablative, Ramanam. Genitive, Rameshu. Raman. Ramanam. Genitive, Ramanam. Genitive, Raman. Accusative, Raman. Accusative, Ramanam. Genitive, Ramebhyaha. Good. Ramaha, or vocative, or vocative, right? Ramaha, nominative or vocative. So, I'll go down and then we'll go down together, okay? Ramaha, Raman, Ramaihi, Ramebhyaha, Ramebhyaha, Ramanam, Rameshu, Ramaha. Okay, so, Ramaha, Raman, Ramaihi, Ramebhyaha, Ramebhyaha, Ramanam, Rameshu, Ramaha. Ramaha, Raman, Ramaihi, Ramebhyaha, Ramebhyaha, Ramanam, Rameshu, Ramaha. Good. Now the duals are pretty easy because the nominative and the accusative are the same. Ramau, Ramau, right? Always the nominative and accusative duals are the same. Then the instrumental, ablative, and accusative are the same. Those are the byams. So Rama, Pyam, Rama, Pyam, Rama, Pyam. Then the genitive and locatives are the same. Yoho, Yoho, Rama, Yoho, Rama, Yoho. And then the vocative is just like the nominative, al, okay? So it'd be Ramau, Ramau, Rama Pyam, Rama Pyam, Rama Pyam, Rama Yoho, Rama Yoho, Ramau. That's the nominative, accusative, and instrumental. Okay. Ramau, Ramau, Rama Pyam. Dative and ablative. Rama Pyam, Rama Pyam. Instrumental, dative, ablative. Rama Pyam, Rama Pyam, Rama Pyam. Genitive, locative. Rama Yoho, Rama Yoho. And then vocative, Ramau. So let's go down together. Ramau, Ramau, Rama Pyam, Rama Pyam, Rama Pyam, Rama Yoho, Rama Yoho, Ramaha. Ramau, sorry. What's Ramau? What's Rama Pyam? Rama Yoho. Genitive or locative? That's good. Okay.
And vocative is that's when you call something.
Yeah, like hey Rama. Hey Hari.
That's a good way of drilling it, actually. It's helpful, actually.
Yeah.
Because not to end up with a gibbly group, you know, it's like,
You have to know the whole thing. You have to know each individual. Like if I, so we're going to do that a little bit now. Your mind's still okay?
We'll see.
Ramanam. 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 Genitive plural. Raman. 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 Accusative singular. Raman. Raman. What is it? Raman. Ramanam. Good. Ramaha. Plural. Ramaha. Ramaha. Yeah, what the, yeah. Nominative or vocative plural. Ramaha. Nominative singular. Rama. Ramal. Ramal. Nominative, accusative, or vocative dual. Right? What about Ramaihi? Ramaihi.
Instrumental plural.
Ramaihi. Instrumental plural. Ramena. Instrumental singular. Okay. Ramaya. Date of singular. Rame Pyaha. Rame Pyaha. Data. Data for ablative plural. Rame Pyaha. Which Ramaihi?
Oh, yeah.
Instrumental plural. Ramat. Ramena. Rame. Ramasya. Ramayoho. Genitive, locative, dual. Ramayoho, Ramayoho. Rameshu. Locative plural. Locative plural.
So can I ask a question? Is it that, do you think, is there an advantage to saying, to identifying first the singular, dual, plural, and then finding the case, or is it better to find, does it matter?
It will be all just one thing at some point.
Okay.
It's whatever works for you initially. Yeah.
Just like they got
it, huh? Yeah, it just becomes one. Raman. Raman. Good. Raman. Ramal. Ramaya. Date of singular. Ramasya. Ramat. Rame. Ramam. Ramam. Raman. Ramanam.
Genitive plural.
Rame bhyaha. It's better if you say date of ablative so that you're going in your mind. You know, it goes nominative, accusative, instrumental, dative, ablative, genitive, locative. So if you say, if I say Rame Pyaha, then that would be, right, dative or ablative plural. Okay. What about Ramanam? Genitive plural. Okay. We're going to do one thing with Rama. We're going to go just chant and do the whole thing, okay? From the nominative, you can do it with me. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Ramam, Ramau, Raman.
Ramena, Ramapyam, Ramaihi, Ramaya, Ramapyam, Ramebhyaha, Ramat, Ramapyam, Ramebhyaha, Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam, Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu, Rama, Ramau, Ramaha. Good. Now, we're going to take the word Bodha. Bodha that we did in Atma Bodha, we just did. Atma Bodha, it's a masculine ending noun like Rama. Okay? Like Rama. Bodhanam. Bodhe. Bodhasya. Bodhau. No? Nominative, accusative, vocative, dual, right? Bodhaha. Bodhaha. Bodham. Bodham. Accusative singular. Bodhan. Bodhahi. Bodhat. Bodhapyam. Instrumental. Instrumental, dative, ablative. Bodhau. Bodhau. Bodhapyam. Not six and seven, Bodhapyam. Yeah. Bodhyoho. Bodhaihi. Bodhebhyaha. Four and five. Mm-hmm. Dative and ablative. Bodhebhyaha. Dative and ablative plural. Bodhanam. Bodheshu. Bodhe. Locative singular. Good. Bodhaha. Bodham. Bodhena. Bodhaya. Bodhat. Bodhasya. Bodhe. Bodha. All knowledge. Okay, good. Oh, geez. Well, you know, the most helpful thing for you is to learn how to read the script. And if you go beyond that, that's your...
Corrupted.
Yeah. You can choose to... Yeah. But say, if you learn the script and... You know, like I was saying the other day, if I can force feed you on this Ramaha ending and e-ending noun so that you become really familiar, singular, dual, plural, if I can get you to learn these things, I'm willing to drill, and then you can read, right? You can read the script, and you know these and e ending nouns really well, when Swamiji or I'm teaching and we're doing ascending nouns or unending nouns like Atman or Tapas or in Jagat, you'll still be able to recognize it because you know the bihi, you know the byam endings, you know the byaha, you know, and you know the different types of, if you know Hari and Rama, you'll know some very basic patterns. And so you'll be able to follow really well. And then if you can do the verbs, just this present tense, then you'll be able to recognize verbs. I'll show you, but I'm going to show you all of these things, and I can't do that until I have you memorize these things. If these things are memorized, then there'll be so much associative memory that will come naturally. But this has to become small in your mind, like it's just one little thing. And the way we do that is just drilling like this. So don't you think you just learned a lot? Mm-hmm. Just from this little drilling?
Mm-hmm. You know? Really good.
Yeah. So we did the drilling this time. We'll do more of that next week. And next week we'll do some drilling on the verbs, just present tense, you know, so that we can make sure that those can be memorized. And we'll drill more on this. We'll do more on Hari next time. Okay?
So do you do that vocabulary, it's like, because I kind of found that in the past, things were just kind of go in and out, that would just, it felt like, it's just like sand, you know, my brain or something, it's just like, vocabulary couldn't just stick, you know, so it's like, how do you have a certain way to drill vocabulary so that they actually stick?
What I find is, in building a vocabulary, the best way that, and the most natural way that happens is by reading sentences, because it's hard for a vocabulary word to just stay in your mind by itself. But when it's within a sentence, then there's a context. And that context really, really helps. So that's why we're doing all of this reading. You know? But since I'm going to be gone for a month, if we drill this and then you keep working on it on your own, chances are that within a month that can become small. Become small means you see the whole thing. If I say, you know, what's the genitive plural? It's Ramanam. It's just, you know what it is. But that only comes through practice. Once you have that, then
okay.
you probably have what you need, unless you want to really study Sanskrit. You have what you need in terms of being able to follow Swamiji or follow me. If you have those verbs memorized and you have the can practice and do reading, so that's my opinion anyway. Let's just decide what you want.
So then the Sanskrit class ends there? Our Sanskrit class?
No, I didn't say that.
12 years from now.
I'm not necessarily ending the Sanskrit class. No, I'm not making that decision at all. But if it comes to the point that it's too much for people to learn anymore, then I would rather start another beginning Sanskrit class for people that, so that the people who haven't had a chance to learn the script get a chance to learn the script. Because say I teach all of this, and then for the most part, you're satisfied with that. Then I might start over a beginning Sanskrit class. Just depends on you, you know, on what the people want. There's other people who would like to have it. I can't teach. I don't have enough time to teach two different classes. So we'll see. Let's not think about that now, because I'm not ready for that at the moment yet. Let's stop here. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Thursday. Yeah, Thursday, early morning.